Hey, it's John Canzano. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe. And thanks to all the listeners and all of our sponsors who help make the Bald-Faced Truth the number one sports radio show in Portland. Enjoy.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Willie Taggart, how are you, sir?
I am doing excellent. How are you?
I'm good. Are you happy this is over? Because recruiting has to be exhausting.
No, I'm not happy. It's fun. It's not exhausting. It's fun. It's pretty neat when you get to go out and meet new people every year and new friends. And part most important, you get to change lives every year. So that doesn't get tired.
We had Darian McNeil on the show, and the real deal McNeil. And I just love the kid. And I love that he came and committed to you without seeing campus yet. I think that says a lot about him. He also was pretty busy trying to help you recruit other kids. How does that help you when you got guys who are out there willing to make noise for you?
Well, I think it helps them more than it helps me. You know, it helped them wanting to get a really good recruiting class together. I think those young men that go out and try to help is trying to put together a class that's going to help them and knowing that they can't do it by themselves. So. I think if you look around the country, the teams that are up there and doing well in recruiting, is a big part of it is because those kids are recruiting each other.
Let's start with some of the kids that you know, you haven't been able to talk about any of these kids, but who is it in this class that you were excited personally to get out and talk to?
To be honest with you, every single one of them. You know, I think each one of these kids brings something to the table that's going to help our football team. And it's always great to go out and recruit guys that really want to be at your program. You know, you don't have to do a lot of begging, you know, and that always helped.
When you had,
I'm excited about all of them.
The day you were introduced, I said you won the news conference. I mean, I thought you were fantastic in front of the room, and you came out of the gates kind of firing. Then you got on a plane, you took off, and I think you went to Hawaii or somewhere else. And
yeah.
Do you forget where you are at different points? Do you wake up and go, oh, wait a minute, I'm in Rancho Cucamonga today?
No, I don't. You know, I just enjoy it, you know, just going around and going to different places. That's pretty neat when you travel the country and go some places that you hadn't been before. That part of it is neat, but it's fun knowing that you're going to those places, but you have to go to those places in order to get accomplished what you want to.
Braxton Burmeister, tell us about him.
Very talented quarterback. He's a guy that can beat you with his arm, and he also can beat you with his feet. And when you have a guy like that, the quarterback position, it causes a lot of problems for a defense. You know, and he's a tough kid. Again, another kid that grew up wanting to be a Duck. And when we extended the offer to him, he was really excited and said, hey, coach, that's a place I want to be, and I'm excited to have him.
I love some of the names on your list, by the way. You've got you got a Samson on there. You got a Rutger on there, and they're both defensive players. Tell me about those.
Popo. Popo. That's a good one.
That's a good one. You need good names on the defensive side.
Yeah, absolutely. Usually, when you have those nice names, they're usually pretty tough, and they've done something to warrant those names. Now, some guys, that's just their birth name, but those guys are talented, and there's a need for us, and I think if you look at teams that's winning championships, they're very explosive and talented in the trenches, and so that's going to be important for us as we move forward, is to get some talented football players in those positions.
Willie Taggart, Oregon Ducks football coach, with us. George Moore was interesting, and I was kind of following this one late yesterday, as San Mateo, College of San Mateo kid, offensive lineman, and obviously his stock rose late in the process. Oregon State was after him. Auburn was after him. How did you get George Moore?
Just in relationships. Coach Cristobal done a great job of in the short amount of time that he's been here, but building that relationship. And the kid came here and really enjoyed his visit. He enjoyed our players once he got around. His mom was comfortable with us and what we were doing. And he believed in us. That's one thing with George, is he wanted to be somewhere where he can trust someone and trust that they were going to look out for him, and he felt that way with our staff.
I've always felt like coaches, after the signing day, were thinking about the one that got away, maybe more than the one you got. Is that Is that kind of the mentality that you think you always? It's like fishing; you can always get more.
No, it wasn't necessarily that way. You know, the big thing for us, we wanted to keep the ones that we had, and if we got anyone else, that was just a bonus. You know, so that's kind of how it was for us. We got the guy that we wanted, you know, and there's a couple bonuses there, but we were really excited about the ones we have and look forward to moving on to 2018 and to try to get better.
Well, Michael James said that you had a phone conversation with him. Why was that important to you to talk to him?
Well, it's important that I reach out to all of our former players as many as I can. You know, I think it's important to have them back. You know, those guys really helped build this football program up, and I want our current guys to understand and respect what those guys did before them. And this big palace that we live in was built off of those guys, and our guys must understand that and make sure they represent and go out and play for those guys as well, because here before you know it, they'll be one of those former players themselves.
I think it's interesting, too, because his reaction struck me as I didn't know that he felt detached. And I think that's a tough thing because, you know, you get caught up as a football coach and focusing on yourself and who's in the program now. And it was surprising to me that he felt detached. Did that surprise you?
I wouldn't say it surprised me. I can't say I guess I could say it surprised me because it wasn't that way when we talked. You know, he was just more appreciative of the fact that I reached out to him and offered him to be back and to be around our program as much as he can. And he said that meant a lot to him, and I wanted to mean something to him, and not just him, but all of our former players. This is their home. This is what they built, and they always welcome here.
Willie Taggart with us. The David Reeves stuff, the strength and conditioning stuff, did you have to answer those questions in recruiting?
Absolutely, we did. And we answered them. We didn't hide from any of it, and we were honest. We attacked it the way we needed to, and we were flat out honest with us. And actually, I think it helped us in recruiting because they appreciated us being honest. And most of the kids and parents knew us, knew what we were about, and they understood that weightlifting situation was bogus. It wasn't what it was reported, and they had an opportunity to talk to the young men when they came here on our campus. They had a chance to sit down with our players and a player panel where the coaches wasn't in there, and they were allowed to ask them anything they wanted to, and they felt really good when they left out of there about what we're doing here and what we're how we're trying to help our young people. So that part of it, again, they understood who we were and understood that, again, that was a bogus story, and it's sad that it was reported the way that it was.
And why did you come out and apologize after?
Because
if it was bogus,
there was a negative light lift on our program, and whenever there's something negative within that program, I'm responsible for our football program, and the great people and fans of Oregon was probably let down, but a lot of they were let down because they didn't have all the information. You know,
right. When you hold on,
more for the negative tension than what actually happened. Go ahead.
When you started, you said, "Make no excuses, blame no one, do something." It sounds like you're blaming the media and you're making excuses.
I ain't blaming the media. I'm blaming the story. I'm not blaming the media because that story wasn't reported right. That's what I'm blaming is. I told the person that wrote it exactly what happened, and he didn't report it the way that it did. And so, yes, that part I am. So, again, I understand what happened. I understand that it wasn't reported the right way, and if it was, I wouldn't have no issue with it. But I do have an issue when it's not reported with facts, you know, and that's not fair to our guys or our program. So, of course, I'm going to get mad at anyone to get upset with that. All you want is fair and honesty, and I'll say I was going to be fair and honest with the media and everyone, so you respect the same thing back, and it wasn't that way, so of course you get upset.
Yeah, and
and I don't blame anyone, and I don't make any excuses because I don't have to, because I don't work that way. You know, I do the best that we can do and do things the right way, and of course you get mad when there's negative attention and brought to your program and negative things said about you when you know it's not true.
Let me, and I'll make a deal with you, because I think from day one, what I hope you feel like is that, you know, you came out, you won the news conference. I thought you were a great hire. I wrote it. I said it. We talked about it on the show. if you guys come out and you're not prepared and you look bad and you're sloppy, I'm going to say it. I hope if you're upset at that, you call me and we yell at each other or whatever.
No, I don't get upset with anything that's true. If we're sloppy and that's the way we come out, you report it, that's fine. You know, only thing I get upset is things that's not true. Or if we talk about something, then I would like for it to be reported the right way. That's all you want is what's fair. Not, you don't want any other agendas, you know.
Yeah.
No one did anything malicious, you know, and it was reported maliciously, and this wasn't fair. That wasn't fair at all. You know, and but it is what it is. So we deal with it. Like I always say, this, when something bad happens, there's three things that can happen. You can either let it define you, you can let it destroy you, or you can let it inspire you to move forward, and that's what we're doing.
Willie Taggart with us. All right, you've got this class. You got these guys on campus. Now what? What do you do now?
We recruit our guys that's on our campus now. We recruit our current players. You know, we started on 2018 recruiting class, and we got to recruit our current guys. We hadn't been here long, you know, just from the time I've completed the staff, we've had to get out on the road and recruit, and then we're here for the weekend, and then we're back out on the road recruiting. So we really hadn't had much time with our current players. So really looking forward to building those relationships and getting to know our current guys, because I think we have some really good kids here that's eager to get out and work their tails off to get this program right.
I said yesterday, I think you guys, you make a bowl game in year one. Are you okay with that expectation?
Sure. We're going to always have high expectations. That's the only way you can achieve high things. So we have high expectations for ourselves, and we understand it's not just going to happen. We just can't show up and win ball games. We got to work at it, and that starts now.
Willie Taggart, congratulations on your first class. This is a year-round thing now. We're going to go year-round on football. I'm excited to see you coach a game.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you.